From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. It's still too dangerous for rescue workers in West Virginia to search for four coal miners who've been missing since Monday's explosion at the Upper Big Branch mine. Federal Mine Safety and Health Administrator Kevin Strickland says the latest readings show underground gas concentrations are still too high.
If we're going to send a rescue team in there, we have to be able to say that it's safe for them to go in there, so we want the air to be clear enough that we can let them go without being in smoke, without being on lifeline, and proceed quickly.
Workers are drilling more holes in an effort to release the noxious fumes. Rescue crews plan to lower cameras through the boreholes to see if any of the missing miners reached an underground refuge chamber. The United States is appealing for calm in Kyrgyzstan. Opposition leaders say they've overthrown the government after anti-government protesters clashed with police today, leaving at least 40 people dead. The State Department says it can't confirm the Kyrgyz government has fallen, but NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the U.S. is calling for restraint.
State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says U.S. diplomats have been reaching out to officials and to civil society groups in Kyrgyzstan as protesters angry about corruption have been taking over government buildings in the capital, Bishkek.
We urge all parties to show respect for the rule of law and resolve differences in a peaceful, orderly, and legal manner.
The U.S. uses a military base in Kyrgyzstan to support operations in Afghanistan. Crowley says that base is functioning normally and all U.S. embassy personnel are accounted for. He adds Americans in Bishkek have been warned to stay away from the protests. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Consumer borrowing fell substantially in February. As NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, it's a sign consumers are not yet ready to spend a lot of money.
Many consumers tucked away their credit cards in February. There was also a drop in auto and other non-revolving loans. Overall, the Federal Reserve reported that consumer borrowing, excluding home loans, declined by $11.5 billion. Economists had expected a small drop or even a slight increase. In January, the amount of consumer credit rose for the first time in 11 months. The sizable increase prompted some to believe that consumers were beginning to feel more confident and would begin to spend more freely. But the latest results suggest that consumers are not yet feeling that confident. Consumer spending, and that often means borrowing, is essential to reviving the U.S. economy because consumer spending makes up about 70% of all economic activity. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
Stocks on Wall Street slipped today after Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said prolonged low interest rates could pose some dangers. The Dow fell 72 points to 10,897. The Nasdaq fell 5 points. This is NPR News. The Vatican is continuing its offensive against international media reports on the priests' sex abuse scandals in the U.S. and Europe. From Rome, NPR Sylvia Poggioli reports the Vatican is claiming accusations that Pope Benedict helped cover up pedophile priests is part of a campaign against the Catholic Church's opposition to abortion and birth control.
Vatican Radio denounced what it called a campaign of anti-Catholic hatred and likened recent media reports on the Vatican to the persecution suffered by early Christian martyrs. The dean of the College of Cardinals, Angelo Sodano, told the Vatican newspaper it's a cultural contrast. The Pope embodies moral truths that aren't accepted, and so the shortcomings and errors of priests are used as weapons against the Church. The cardinal compared current media coverage to criticism of the wartime Pope Pius XII for his behavior during the Nazi period. Jewish groups and many scholars say Pius XII did not do enough to save Jews from the Holocaust. Italian Jewish leaders today protested against what they described as dangerous and inopportune historical parallels. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The FBI has arrested a man in San Francisco on charges of threatening House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Authorities say the suspect knew where Pelosi lived and warned she should oppose the health care bill if she wanted to see her home again. Meanwhile, five more states are joining a federal lawsuit against the nation's new health care law. Florida's attorney general has led the suit and says Indiana, North Dakota, Mississippi, Nevada, and Arizona are signing on. The suit charges the law infringes on Americans' constitutional rights because it mandates they get health insurance or pay a penalty. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.